You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
When it comes to the obligation of the one that is being consulted, if someone comes and consults me, Al-Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says that you have to do two things. This is a right of the person that is asking you. You have to carry out this right. Number one, do not feel annoyed. Some people, they feel annoyed when they're asked. I see this in the community. When someone goes and seeks advice from that person, they feel annoyed. Never feel annoyed, brothers and sisters. In fact, you should feel honored that someone comes and asks you a question, that comes and seeks advice from you, seeks guidance from you. The Imam says, "Hajatun nasi ilayk," Amir al-Mu'mineen, as I remember, says, "Hajatun nasi ilayk min ni'am Allahi alayk." He says, the fact that other people need you, they come to you, this is a ni'mah from Allah, that Allah has given you the upper hand. He's placed you in a position that people come to you. It could have been the other way around. I have to go to people. So this is from the rahmah and the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has placed you in a position that people come to you. So never feel annoyed when someone comes and asks you for help about marriage, about business, about medicine, about anything. They want to move, they want to buy a house, whatever it may be. This is rahmah that someone comes to you. So always feel proud when people come to you. Number two, the Imam says, من حق ال, he says, حق المستشير فإن حضرك له وجه وجه رأي جهدت له في النصيحة وأشرت عليه بما تعلم أنك لو كنت مكانه عملت به. The Imam says that when someone asks advice from you, you have to give them your honest advice, as if you are in that person's shoes. What would you like to be said to you? You tell that person. Imagine if I'm in that person's situation. What advice would I give myself? You give to that person. Some people don't give honest advice. Why? Because they don't care. They just want to get over with it. Sahih? They don't give the best advice. The Imam says you have to give them the best advice. Imagine this was you and you were consulting. What would you say? Love for your brother, what you love for yourself. So this is from the haqq. When someone comes and asks me, it is an obligation, brothers and sisters, that I answer to the best of my knowledge. And that's why you find our ulama say that ghiba is haram. Ghiba, you are not allowed to expose other people. Sah? I know some people's secrets. I know some people aren't good in the community. I'm not allowed to come in and expose them. There's an exception. What's the exception? The exception is when someone comes and asks you for advice. Nushul mustashir. Someone comes and asks me, Sayyid, I want to marry this girl. I know this girl is no good. Do I have a right to expose her? Yes, 100%. Someone comes and asks me about this family, about this guy, because of marriage. Do I have the right to expose them? Yes, I can say this is not a good option. Or for business, someone says, Sayyid, I want to do business with this guy. I tell them, no, if I know this person is a crook, this person has a bad history of what? Of lying, scamming, frauding other individuals. In fact, brothers and sisters, as Sayyid al-Sistani says, that you cannot refrain, because some people, they say, you know what, I don't want to talk about this person, so I will refrain. I say, you know what, ask someone else. Sayyid al-Sistani says, you can't do that. Someone comes and asks me, what do you think about Zayd? He has come and proposed to my daughter. Zayd Sistani says, you have two options. Option number one is what? Option number one is that you expose that person. No, this person is an alcoholic. This person is this. You can do that. Because your intention is to prevent a terrible marriage from happening. Or your second option, if you don't want to get into the details, just say, this is not a good idea. Why? I don't want to say why. But can you completely refrain? Can you say, you know what, I don't want to give my opinion? Sayyid al-Sistani says no. Why? He may refer to a hadith from Imam Ali. Imam Ali is narrated saying, لا تردن على النصيح. When someone comes and asks you for advice, never say no. Never. When someone comes and asks you for advice, don't say no. Sahih? So maybe Sayyid al-Sistani, he understands from this hadith that you can't say no comment. You have to tell that person that this is not a good idea, even if you don't want to get into the details.